happen.
He gets downloaded messages in his head, and it comes as a thought. So we were speaking.
You go into that room and you speak to the spirit yourself. She wants some answers before she's willing to go.
The girl started her trancing. I asked the entity, "Who are you? What do you want?" But she just smiled.
That we bring the boy back to the tree. And there, I broke the spiritual cord and released the spirit back to her home.
Is anyone here? What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Supernatural Confessions is a safe space for anyone who have had a paranormal encounter and want to be able to tell their story to a community who will not ridicule them. Some of us have experienced the unexplainable ourselves, while the rest of us simply enjoy listening to ghost stories. If you or someone you know have had an encounter to share, get in touch with us through our website, supernaturalconfessions.com.
This podcast was recorded for Children's Day Special, for the young at heart. Now, some people believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside, unless what's inside them is something unholy. Now, fresh from an interview with a spiritual practitioner who wants to remain anonymous, today's episode features confessions that involve children and the supernatural. Introducing our host, the Prince of Paranormal Eugene Tay and the immortal Jonathan Lim. Only on Supernatural Confessions. Enjoy.
Hi.
Hey, hey.
Good Friday evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Friday Night Live with us, your host, the Prince of Paranormal, Eugene Tay, and the immortal, Jonathan Lin.
Yay. Immortal, but still feeling like a child today. Okay? Yeah. Immortal child.
Wishing everyone a happy Children's Day.
Yay. Is it a holiday today? It is.
Only for the children, not for us.
Oh, only for children. Okay. Yeah. All right. I hope if there are any little kids staying up late and listening, you should be asleep. But never mind. Welcome.
The kind of kids that be listening to us tonight are not the kind that have to go to school anymore. You know?
Quite true. Mm. Wow. Actually, tonight, quite interesting because we've got stories about kids, but about kids both on both sides of the story, right? We've got kids kena ghosts and we've got kids who are ghosts. I don't know which one you guys prefer, but we've got a bit of both tonight.
I know. Some of the most common stories that we have is the Kumantong story. But I think we on normal days, we have mentioned Kumantong. So today, we give them a break. I mean, if it comes up, it comes up. Sure, but I think we have stories that you might not have heard before. And today's story was actually told to me in person by an anonymous spiritual practitioner who doesn't want to be filmed or named or have his photo taken. Ooh, and he shared with me. And here I am sharing this with you guys. So it's not just a confessor or a victim of people with no start, no finish or knowledge of the topic. This is someone who has gone down to someone's house, seen it from the start to the finish, and telling you guys a story. So hopefully you enjoy today's episode. Yeah,
should be quite short. Should be quite short. Okay.
And of course, it will not be possible. Let us thank our very, very important VIP people, and they are our Patreons.
Yay!
Oh, and the names and the list are just growing. So thank you all so much for your faith in us, and we hope not to disappoint you and continue giving you great content. If you're interested, Patreons, to be our Patreon, that's patreon.com/supernaturalconfessions. Thank you to our sentient entities, Elaine Chua, Alsatian Adrian, Yumiko Grimm, ZP Matt from Germany as well, Queen Lai, Lim Tech Chuan, Achilles Aries, Elwin Sensei, VL, Casey Chan, Alexo O, Janice Ang, Jeslyn N, Wandering Spirits, the list grows longer and longer. I'm running out of space here. Karina J, Joel Go, Deborah Confield. That's the first. I'm new here. JK Toh, Linda Hayden, Iliax, Jess Neo, Jerry Fish, BB Teo, K. Hak Wee, Thu Sands. I always swear, he's a rapper, no? Alvin Lim, Kenny Polaris, who bump up from Restless Souls to Wandering Spirits, Jayanthi Saritsu, and a new name that came in just yesterday, Terrence. Restless Souls, Sichieto, Grace Chai, Kenny Chia, Ron, Jack Ong, Nicholas Poor, Burke, Serin Tan, Rachel Y, and Kelvin C. Thank you to Patreons for your continued support.
Oh, I must respond to this comment. Mm. So our dear friend Navin Network is here, right? And he said, oh, sad that Eugene and Jonathan went exorcist with the GM gang.
No GM gang, just us. Yes. There's no need GM to sad, gang.
Okay? Yeah. Eugene and Jonathan went exorcist because it was a VIP invitation to the preview. And no, there was no gang.
Okay.
But the GM gang, I think, might be planning a trip. So please, if you're not part of the group, jump in the WhatsApp group and see if you can go on a gathering with them lah.
Speaking of groups, I am going to make an official announcement. I have a lot of groups that I'm part of, and it's really getting a little bit of it's hard. It becomes like a full-time job just maintaining groups, talking to people, and not just talking. What's worse than talking is having to do conflict management between members. And you know what? I feel that it's time I just step down from all unofficial chat groups. And whatever I'm in is the official chat group and will be governed by SC policies. Ooh. They'll be cleaner. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have no idea how many groups there are. I know there are several groups that I'm not in, but that's also quite deliberate because too many groups cannot lah.
Yes. So the GM chit chat and the GM go movie, you will be the only admin. So you have to run the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Chantel Lee, for your blessings. He gave us a rack. Crocodile. Hippo.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay. Yeah. Let's explain this blessings thing. Okay.
Okay.
You see how fast the comments go, right? And there's no way, you know, while we are trying to read and while we're trying to give confessions and all that, that we can keep up with everyone's comments. So if you have a question that's burning and you want to ask, or if you have a comment that you really, really, really feel everyone needs to hear, please go to the little dollar sign at the bottom near where you type your chats, right? And you can make a donation of any amount. And ta-da, a big colorful box will appear on our screens, okay? And we will not miss your message. Or if you just want to send us an emoji or a heart or any other obscene picture, go right ahead, okay?
Someone loved the emojis just now, right? So yeah, feel free to click on the dollar sign and put your emojis.
How to join the WhatsApp group? Okay, I think later on we'll find a way to share a link with you.
Yeah,
or something. Yeah,
I'm thinking of a safe way to share a group chat, like maybe even on Telegram, where you guys can be anonymous.
A QR code maybe, or something.
Give me some time to work on that.
So no hurries. Nothing urgent at the moment. Okay, just a possible outing for Exorcist, but no one's planned a date yet. Yes. So No hurry.
Now,
okay.
There's a video. See, a lot of housekeeping today, before we even start our... Okay. This will be something that we went to KL, remember?
And yes, I remember.
We had a great time meeting up with the Malaysian fans. And on Sunday, we were packed balls to walls for activities. And there was the Nantu premiere.
The Conjuring Tour, and then the Nantu after party, and then another trip to the tour.
So, John, I have cut a video to bring you down memory lane.
For
those of you who have seen us in KL as well, this is what you're missing out. And for those of you who are thinking about going to KL, the Conjuring is running all the way to November, I think the first week. So if you get the chance, I truly recommend this experience. Not sure what I'm talking about? Take a look at this video.
Nice. Sticker all.
She's scary, she's ruthless, and tonight, she's back.
Yeah!
So get ready for the nuns here, coming this summer.
I wish you would come to Singapore, huh? If only. Mm. But thank you so much, Eunice as well, Eunice Kwang, who helped us look after us and host us and bring us up to amazing places to eat while we were in KL.
Yeah.
And sort of wrapped it all up very nicely. Thank you. I wonder if you're in the chat tonight. Mm, say hi if you are. Next time we go on this type of trip, we must bring the whole posse with us. Wow. Okay, the whole gang must go.
Tour to SC tour.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun. Outings, man. Outings. Yeah. All right. Yeah. But yay. Okay, that was fun. That was a very nice trip down memory lane. If you haven't seen the Nun 2, please go and see it. Okay. Because now the whole sort of Ed and Lorraine Warren world, the Valak world, has become a universe. Okay, upgraded already. Okay. So if you want to enjoy the universe, Nun 2 is critical because it is the turning point.
But Nun 2 do not have a lot of fans here in SC.
Unfortunately.
A lot of people are saying, not good.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that you have to have one movie that just sort of connects the pieces and this is it. So enjoy it as a Lego block. Yeah, you know, yeah. But you need it to connect. Yeah, you know, to connect everything.
It's like when you watch Marvel Universe, right? You know, some of the Thor... not really interesting, but you have to watch it anyway because of the whole show. Think of Nun 2 that way.
I mean, that's clearly what James Wan and friends are trying to do, like, you know, create a Marvel Hantu universe, you know. So let's play along. Let's see how it works, you know. It takes a lot of work. And I think there was a lot of advanced planning, you know, very sneaky planning. When you watch it, you realize, oh, how long have they been thinking of this, you know? In fact, I discovered something very interesting about the Conjuring series. Huh. I don't know how many people know that. I don't want to share it here, but I think you can go look for it if you want. But even before Valak became like a household name, uh-huh, right, they already planted a lot of seeds, you know? Do you know that there are many, many scenes uh-huh in the Conjuring films uh-huh where the name Valak, V-A-L-A-K, uh-huh, appears hidden in the scene?
Wow.
And only when you look back and you search for them, you realize, oh, someone's been hinting at this name long before Ed and Lorraine Warren even knew the name. Okay, maybe got time, I will share. Okay, it's a GM kind of conversation, but it's quite exciting. It's quite exciting.
One day we shall have the SC universe. Okay, guys, I have dreams for that. I have not started it yet, but I have dreams.
Miss P universe.
Yeah, but if you get a chance, Exorcist is something John and I definitely would recommend you to catch. It's out in cinemas yesterday. This one, both of us gave like 4.3, 4.5 upon 5. Okay, so it's very, very good. wait for our review, lah. It's coming out. So
yes.
But if you can't wait for our review, just go watch it anyway.
Go watch it anyway, but also make sure you watch the original. Okay, for those of you who are not aware, it's not a remake. All right, it is an official sequel. Right, in many ways, it involves some of the original cast, some of the original production team, so it's very legit. And I think you need to see the first one to sort of get the full impact of the second one. So please do your homework before you go and watch.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So now that we have done with all our housekeeping, let's get to our today's confession. Today is all about the hantu, the budak-budak hantu lah.
The budak-budak hantu. Yeah. Or is it called hantu budak-budak?
Hantu budak-budak. let's get to our very first confession. This one is quite sad and also quite a classic. It's nice to start us off on that right footing. It will be narrated by the second most sexy voice of Supernatural Confessions.
Oh, you mean?
it's a fast one, huh? Fast. All right, now the sexiest voice, the one who can actually sing a song and hit all the keys the right way. Jonathan.
No, Lim, I don't hit all the keys. I hit one key. You hit all the keys in the same song. I just hit the actual key. But all right.
Okay, John, take it away. This is the Unwanted Child Confessions by Anonymous.
This case is quite special. Special because it's my first overseas case, and also because I had trouble convincing the spirit to leave. The more I tried, the angrier it got, and I had to be very careful because it involved an innocent child spirit. The family was in Vietnam, living in a very big bungalow. Communication-wise, I had to rely on my contact, who invited me there, to translate for me. The family had one daughter. She was about 6 years old. But since she was around 3 years old, the family started noticing that she would talk or play with an imaginary friend. That by itself is nothing surprising because lots of children do that. So I never gave it more thought than necessary. But when I saw the girl, I knew this was more than just a child's active imagination. I could literally see the shadow of another girl standing beside her. You cannot ask me to describe what I see. What I see with my eyes was just a shadow. But I knew the age, the gender, and other details. Most cases that involve children and spirit attachment, the spirit doesn't always stay around when they feel a practitioner coming close. Or if they are around, they will hide behind the victim or somewhere else in the room. This one was standing side by side and it wasn't hiding anywhere. There's a chance that this entity could be from the house itself, or the land that the house is built on, or even something that was sent to harm the daughter. There were many theories, but it required time to investigate, which I didn't have. The thing is, I was in Vietnam for a holiday, and I had other plans already. So I thought I'll just come here, take a look, negotiate with the spirit to leave, and call it a day. But this entity was not so easy to remove. So I went off for my holiday, but I promised to return before I flew back. The next time I communicated with the spirit, I felt a very strong bond between the girl and the spirit, and I wasn't able to break it, not without harming the spirit. And frankly, I don't want to do that. I felt the spirit was innocent. There was no evil vibe or malicious intent. I preferred to use the gentle approach. Also, this isn't my fight. If I cannot solve it, I will just say, cannot solve. I suspected something, but I wasn't sure. First, I spoke to the husband, asked him about his marriage. He said they had been married for about 5-6 years, and they had a baby soon after. I asked if he had any aborted kids before, and he said never, not that he knows of, and that he knew his wife didn't have any either. Next, I spoke to the wife, and I asked her the same thing. Initially, she didn't want to say, but then she couldn't contain herself, and she broke down. She told me that she was actually gang-raped a few years before meeting her current husband, and when she learned she was pregnant, she went for an abortion. She didn't know who the father was, and she had kept this story a secret. Now, the only people who knew were me and my interpreter friend. I said, okay, never mind. At least now we know what's the source. So I set up a basic ritual, and I instructed the wife to name her daughter so that I can help ease her into the next stage of reincarnation. That's when the spirit got angry. Part of my ritual involved using an egg to confirm that the spirit was saying yes or no. If yes, the egg will crack on its own. And if it's no, the egg will remain undamaged. The spirit toppled and tossed everything off the table except the egg. She was not happy, and I couldn't understand why. But I managed to catch a single word in my mind that the spirit tried to relay. Lies. After trying to send her off unsuccessfully for the fifth time, I went back to the wife, ready to give up. But I thought, I'll try one last time. I told the wife, I'm going to be straight with you. I don't think you are telling me the truth, and the spirit is not happy. If you want me to help your daughter, you have to give me something to work with. You know who the father is, right? I told her, you don't need to tell me anything. You go into that room, and you speak to the spirit yourself. She wants some answers before she's willing to go. Besides your daughter, only you have the strongest bond with her. You can connect with her and communicate. We left the room that was set up for the ritual to give her some privacy. 30 minutes later, she came out and said, it's done. I went in after that to end the ritual, and I felt that the spirit was satisfied with the answer and was ready to leave. After that, I instructed the mother a few things to do based on the spirit's demands. They were to give her a status and a name. Name is very important. Name and status.
Oof.
Oh. Tell me about this practitioner. I'm so curious.
Mm. He's in Supernatural Confessions group as well.
Wow.
But he doesn't do this for a living. He doesn't do this for... he's not a professional.
Mm.
By professional, I mean like, you know, you actually...
It's not his job.
Not his job. Yeah, he just happens to have a gift. Was born in it, and somehow he learned along the way. And asked him. I said, "So, what is your lineage or what is your path?" He says, "No, he just happened to pick it up along the way. He really isn't that good, and he just does what he can." So I understand where he's coming from. There are people out there who are born with gift, and they are sometimes put in positions where they can help. And he just went there for vacation, cannot call, you know. And I think for practitioners with gifts, most times, I would say those who embrace the gift, we know that there's a responsibility to use that gift to help others. And in this case, no money was taken. He just went there to do his best. If cannot, it's cannot. You know, he's not going to force it or pretend. And so we had this conversation and started talking about abortion and ghost spirits. It was a very interesting take that he has on ghost spirits, aborted child ghost spirits. It says that when the spirit is not recognized, and especially when you second trimester abortion, the soul has already formed up. has awareness and consciousness. Even if scientifically they say the body is not formed and it's still okay to abort, the soul lingers, according to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And
sometimes all they want, like any normal human child. So don't forget this, they may be a ghost, but the soul is still the soul. Like you and I and everyone else have souls. It's just that we have body, and our body allows us to live in this reality, interacting with these rules that is set for us. But for that soul, to that child spirit, he or she doesn't understand why she's being denied life. And like, mom, why don't you love me? And perhaps the mother, who could not hear the spirit throughout the entire life, probably has hidden her away from the current husband or anyone else. And the spirit is very unhappy. But because she has a younger younger sister, so to speak, she attaches herself to that younger daughter, and they were playing. So there was no evilness to it. They were just playing. But I can understand if you are living and you see your daughter start talking to the air and the ball just roll on its own, it can be very scary.
I mean, I'm glad that it was a benign spirit, you know. I wonder whether it was playing with the sister to get attention or really just playing because it's lonely, you know, right? Hard to say, right? Or could be both, you know. But I do appreciate the idea that status, right, sort of a sense of identity, you know, to have no name is one thing, to have your birth terminated is another thing, and then to then have the memory of that wiped away, you know, to become a secret abortion, right? So no one's grieving, you know, or at least the mother cannot openly grieve. No one can, you know, and even your friend, the sister, doesn't know that you didn't know that you ever existed, right? Yeah. So it must be quite upsetting, lah, you know. So I would say in this particular case, quite lucky that it didn't get worse. You know, the spirit was not petty or jealous or angry, you know, which is so easy to come across these days, right? So yeah, I think a remarkably calm spirit, you know. So wow, tell us what you guys think. All right, have you come across this kind of case before? What would you have done if you were the parent? You know, I think the burden is on the mom is like crazy, lah. You know, with this kind of history, you know, and the guilt involved, you know, it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough. It's always, I always go back to what I always say, right? That, you know, there's always a lot of drama behind the haunting, you know. Sometimes we just focus on, oh, something moved, you heard something, you know, but long before that thing happened, you know, there was trauma and there was grief and there was deception and betrayal. Yeah. So it's always nice to put hauntings in their human context, right? And understand what's the story behind it and what are the human emotions that go into it, you know? So I like this one. I really like this one.
You know, with some, especially the practitioner I spoke to, he gets downloaded messages in his head, and it comes as a thought. So we were speaking about this, and I was asking him, what do you think the real situation is?
Right.
And this, again, there is no evidence at all. This is just his thought, my hypothesis. The family that this woman married is extremely rich, bungalow and all, right?
Right.
We think that she may have had a lover.
Okay.
That is not well to do.
Mm.
And she cannot keep the baby because she has met this guy and either she has broken off with the previous boyfriend or not. But having that baby would sort of deter her from having a quality of life that she has now.
Right.
So in that thought, she terminated the pregnancy. And what I found out from the anonymous confessor as well, she terminated in the second trimester. And he did not think anything was wrong with that. So I asked him, if you knew you were pregnant and it's not yours or unwanted, you don't know that, would you not want to terminate as soon as you know? Why wait for second trimester?
Right, right.
So, that's why I think when the spirit daughter said lies and she wants to know the father or at least wants the mother to acknowledge and confess that.
Yeah,
I've got a feeling that it's not just random. Random guys, it's somebody.
Given there was such a late termination, there is the possibility that she did want it at first, right? And then something, a path appeared before her that she had to choose, and that involved a sacrifice, lah. Okay. You know, and then after that, she tried to make herself feel better and try to, you know, make it easier for her soul.
Conscious, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, by remembering a different version of this, right? You know, and ayo, you know.
So this is all into mythology talk, right? About aborted spirits and everything. And again, I only know all this. I'm not an expert. I only hear about this from people I spoke with, and I'm gathering knowledge and I'm just sharing this with you. If a child is not wanted and the termination is done very early, there is no bond to the mother just yet.
Right.
They're okay to go off. They're not going to hang and linger around. It is only when there is love, and love is a very powerful energy, and the child forms a bond with the mother and then gets terminated, and then it becomes very confused.
Right. Yeah.
So due to the strength of the bond with the daughter, due to the strength of the bond with the mother, it is not just an unwanted pregnancy. There is an amount, a strong amount of love to begin with at the start. So I'm not saying the mom, I'm not judging the mom doing right or wrong, but I'm saying it's a very sad case where you love a child and for whatever reason that you may have, you had to go through termination. It can't be easy for her.
Yeah. I mean, Sean Chen is sharing here that usually Taoists will do a send-off ritual, first to acknowledge the child's existence and then to lead the child onwards. You know, so definitely there is the necessary step of acknowledging, you know, that you existed, you know, this is your name, this is what you were, you know, you were loved, you belong to someone. But unfortunately, you know, destiny, you know, has taken you a different path, right? But at least for a moment, you know, you knew what you were, you know, and I think that's important, right? So,
And speaking of the Taoist side, this was from the Ape that I always visit from time to time. It says that the name is the passport. With no name, you have no passport to go anywhere. Not even in the living, not even in the other world. You just limbo.
I think definitely for like within Chinese belief, you know, there is this cosmic sort of database where, you know, you are very much recorded by your name, right? Which is why they always say, if you hear something, call your name, don't turn, you know, because if there isn't this cosmic database, how the hantu know your name? Right, random hantu in the forest, how can it know your name? Because it can check. It can check your database. In fact, when I was in the army, we were told that they can only call you by your full name, as in your NRIC, right? Because that is your official cosmic name. They cannot call you nickname, they cannot call you by your rank or just your surname. They must call your full name. So that's a useful sort of loophole, lah.
In fact, names are so important that there are people who are living had to change name, and I know some of them.
Oh yes,
change name because their name just conflict with cosmic, whatever. Yeah. Either the name too strong or the name is holding them back. But whether we believe or not, these people, they believe in that. They change their name and they said, life gets.
It changes their destiny. Yeah,
I spoke to this guy, Dr. Joseph Guan. He told me his Chinese name was not. Remember what he said, lah.
Right,
and he was not. He had a very tough. Growing up, yes. Just things just don't go right. I mean, considered sway, falling steel. And then when he met this Chinese lady, she already passed away. This is a long time ago. She says, your name is too strong for you. You cannot have that name. And the Chinese strokes and all that also matter. So she count. And she said, this is your new name. After he changed his name, immediately, like that very day, officiate, change of name, ritual and all. I'm not talking about the official, you just pay money and change. That's one. This is like a ritual change of name.
Right.
Is it his life from that point on just all the way up?
Yeah. I mean, I had a friend who was a minor celebrity at one point, and then things went really quite bad, you know, and he sort of disappeared to Hong Kong for a while. And when he came back, it was a whole different identity. You know, he said, call me by this name. I do not accept that previous name anymore, you know, and his life became better. You know, so sometimes, you know, you want to shake it all off, right? You know, there are official ways to do it. Didn't we meet someone in KL who proudly has two names, right? Because he had two paths in his life and he felt that he needed to sort of, you know, grab one in each hand, right? You know, and in order to do that, he just gave himself or he officially had a double name, right? And now he must be referred to by both names.
Yes.
When people call him by one surname, he gets very, very upset, you know, because now his identity is a dual identity. So, interesting, right?
That kind of, I identify with this name, I can buy that. Ying Kong has a question for us, controversial question. At which point does the baby fetus have a spirit? Okay, In Kong, I don't know the answer for a fact. I'm going to try. I think the minute you are conceptualized, right? Is it a word, conceptualized?
Conceive.
Conceive. Yeah, yeah, you're not a concept. Conceive. Yes. You have a spirit, which means you are, boom, you spawn. But if you don't get a chance to create that bond with your mom, with your family, and then if you get terminated, you don't have a close tie with that family. But it doesn't mean that you don't have a spirit already, in my belief. But as you start to develop more and more, when there's love and there's acknowledgement, that's when the spirit becomes more sticky to that family. And especially if you have a name and it's a knowledge, then your spirit now have power. But to answer the question, when does it have spirit? I think from the conceive.
I have a different take on that.
Yeah.
Some people that I spoke to led me to this understanding that actually at the very beginning, right, from conception or conceptualization, depending, right, it's an empty vessel, right? That is part of the reincarnation cycle. I mean, this is for the Buddhist faith, right? And it is kind of awaiting a download. Right. And until much later on, and possibly until birth, right, the identity of the child is not complete. In other words, you are not this new being that is going to have a name and going to have a different life. You are still partly the recycled spirit that you were in the past life and sort of just squatting in this temporary vessel, waiting for your confirmed new ID card to be issued to you. So there is a period of time where the soul in that fetus is the old soul and not yet the new baby soul.
Okay.
So again, I cannot tell you when exactly or what that turning point, and maybe there isn't a specific time. Maybe it's different for every situation.
Depending on download speed.
On your connectivity, right? You know, it's quite possible that it could be as late as when you actually are born. You know, because otherwise, incomplete, right? The process. If you switch off your computer before it reaches 100%, then start again.
Hard disk corrupted.
So hard to say. Yeah. So if anyone out there has some clues or other theories, please share. It is a very interesting
topic. There's a lot of very good comments that coming in, chunks of great comments. But the one that caught my attention is Frankie can be arranged. Saying, just a funny thought. And it has crossed my mind as well. That's the Hantu world. Here's a funny name and they laugh amongst themselves. Like Elon Musk's son's name and everything. You know, like say, John, let's say we are spirits all floating around waiting to be downloaded. Then you can now one person who calls like ABCDE. And they're like, John, that's your new vessel. Good luck to you. Yeah. I'm going to be called Eugene. You're going to be called MCDE.
Well, if they're anything like the human beings they once were, then yes, I'm not surprised, right? I'm sure there's a lot of rubbish going on in the ether that we do not know about, you know? I see. Okay. When the spirits are waiting... Okay, so Nikki is saying, when the spirits are waiting to be issued, they have to wait for parents to name the baby. So I think partly the importance of the name comes into play here as well, right? Maybe the name is what helps to complete that conversion or the affection that you're talking about, right? The bond. These are the things that allow the old spirit to reform and become the new entity, right? So because I've heard we all know about child spirits, right? And clearly there are spirits that know that they are a new child. They know that they are a baby. They know who the mother is. You know, they know who to haunt, right? You know? But then I've also heard stories of much more neutral spirits that originate from this type of situation but do not treat themselves as children. You know? And their frustration is they didn't get to reincarnate. So not that my mother don't love me or, you know, I'm jealous of my sister, but I was so close to my new life. And I was deprived of it.
Oh.
And that's why they linger, right? And do they linger as children? or how much do they remember of their old life? It depends, lah, right? How much of Meng Po's tea did you drink, you know, and did it wipe out your memory? You know, there are many conflicting beliefs, right? And the Taoist and Buddhist philosophies, you know, may not necessarily lead us in the same direction. So yeah, anyone who is out there who has spent time studying this, please share some of your thoughts with us, you know.
And then if you get a chance to listen to tonight's featured confession, this is Lynn and her two kids, Stella and Sydney. In fact, I can't remember, is it Stella or Sydney? She could actually remember and hear things while she was in her mother's womb.
Oh.
And she actually told her mother, because now they're all grown up kids, 9 and 10 years old. She said, I remember this was being said. I remember this. And I remember part of my past life. And her mom has told me that, yes, it is in fact very true. Like that, all that has happened. And she's not talking about some small incident. It's big incident. And because of that big incident, of which obviously I don't know what, it caused a tear in her soul, in her heart.
Wow.
So if you look at her aura, there's a tear in her heart.
Oh.
Yeah. So when the baby or the soul is in the mother's womb being developed, they are susceptible to the things around them. Interesting, huh?
Okay, so all those who are pregnant right now, be careful, be even more paranoid than you already are. Okay? Don't say things around them, don't curse and swear, otherwise they will come out cursing and swearing. Okay.
I like this comment by RSVP by Grace. Imagine the souls have to bid which family to be born into, like BTO, like buying a BTO, birth to order.
Ayo. That will lead to a lot of unhappy spirits, okay?
You're waiting in queue to get a body, then alamak, you know, your BTO cannot rejected.
Oh, then 7 months is actually the show flat month. Like, everyone just come and shopping for parents. And like, oh, I like this couple. This one. This one live in Punggol, too far. So who knows, right? I don't know whether the cosmic system is one thing, but the Singapore system is much harder.
Yeah.
So let's think about it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed our confessions and our show so far, do consider clicking on the $ button. Let us, have your comments, put in some money, give us some comments of whatever you think about the show, if you like it or not. And also, if you find that, all this talk is giving you some form of disturbances, because fans have said listening to confessions at night, Friday Night Live, is quite disturbing. Then may I suggest there is a Palo Santo candle and naga tea set that you can purchase from us. My number is 9459-4931. Let us know how many you like it. I forgot how much it costs. Grace, if you know the prices, put it in the comment section. And those of you who are interested in getting a set, you can get in touch with us.
Protect yourselves, everybody. Protect yourselves. Speaking of protecting ourselves, right? It's been quite a while since we had the last Changi tour, right?
Yeah.
The last time we did the tour was during 7 months, right? You know, and so we had a big offering, sort of, you know, round up 7 months, say goodbye to all our brothers and sisters. So tomorrow is the first post 7 month. Tour.
Yes. So if you're interested, Halloween is coming. You can book your tour with us. Spots are closing up very, very fast. And I think John and I, we actually had a discussion and we said that next year, sometime mid next year, we might be stopping this for another tour that we are, and some other experiences that we are planning. Yeah. So this is not going to last forever and ever. So you get a chance. This time, Halloween period, November, December, is a good time to go because not so hot compared to other times of the year. So if you want to come in groups of four, there's a special discount. Otherwise, come alone, $85 per participant. John and I will be happy to take care of you.
Yeah, actually more than groups of four. So one of my friends who I met for dinner just yesterday said that he and his wife are trying to gather all their friends and book one whole tour.
Nice. Nice.
So they can make all the noise that they want. And that's actually quite a good sort of Halloween outing, right? To just have a private tour for you and your gang.
Yeah.
Okay. Much more fun than a certain island resort Halloween experience. Yeah. I will not name, but okay, yes. So yeah, if you have a lot of kaki who you think would be interested to find out the supernatural history of Changi, you know, and be exposed to who knows what is there, please let us know. Okay, Eugene's number is in every toilet stall.
9459-4931. Remember the number.
Yay. Oh, and there's a nice donation. Thank you, Karina, for your blessing. And that you sent us what? A lemon that's dancing.
Lemon.
I don't know. That's so cute. Okay, thank you, Karina.
Okay. So the next story, speaking of blessings and gifts. This one is called Grandfather's Gift. Now, not all gifts from your grandfather is going to be safe, as we have seen, you're going to be hearing about in this particular confession. All right. You ready?
Yes.
This one, the case started with the grandfather. When his granddaughter turned 5 years old, he gave her an amulet for protection that he had gotten from a friend who was a dealer in amulets. Every evening at 8 p.m., every night, the granddaughter's character will change. She'll start speaking a different language. They had not much knowledge in the supernatural, so to them, when they encountered this change in behavior, it was not severe enough for them to start panicking. They thought it was just a child playing a fool, but the grandfather did feel it was quite weird, lah. Hey, what happened to you? Why you talk to me like that? He would ask her. But this possession would only last about 15 minutes and he would go back to normal. For the most part, the family didn't see any big difference. So while it was weird, they just let it be, thinking that it was just a phase and it would be over soon. I think it's also because they don't want to think about possession or that possession can happen to their child. Probably also their idea of possession need to be the exorcist level before they are willing to admit that something's very wrong. Eventually, the attachment or the possession got more intense. The duration of the possession got longer. Now, when the granddaughter is in that mode, she no longer has any recollection. Before, the behavior simply felt like the child was role-playing, but now it felt more and more like it was someone entirely different in her body during that possession period. One day, the grandfather decided to ask, "Who are you?" And the girl answered, "Paul," in a very gruff voice. Something about the incident must have spooked the grandfather out, and he decided to ask around his friends, anyone who has knowledge about such things. So a friend of a friend of a friend called me up and asked if I could come down to have a look, and so I did. I went over the next morning in the afternoon. I scanned the place and spoke to the girl, but didn't feel anything was wrong. Everything was normal. She was behaving normally, speaking normally. And after I left the place, that evening, they called me up to tell me she was acting up again. The next day, I went down. This time, I went in the evening. True enough, exactly at 8 p.m., the girl started her trancing. I asked the entity, "Who are you? What do you want?" But she just smiled at me. This went on for another 3 days. This was a child, so I had to be careful how I did anything. Worst case, anything happened to her, how I answer? I didn't try to exorcise anything or cast any ritual. If can, I'd rather just negotiate with the entity to leave or at least tell me what he wanted so that we can trade. Second day, third day, fourth day, I went every day but couldn't get any information. Every time I go, I ask, "What is your name? What do you want?" No answer. On the fifth day, I had an inkling. Something told me that there's something that he was wearing that was causing this problem. And I think that day, the entity knew that I knew. She didn't want to come to me at all. The previous days, she would sit in front of me and smile. This time, she didn't want to come out of the room. With the family's permission and supervision, I went in. She was sitting on the bed with her back towards me. I walked up to her slowly and put my hand on her shoulder. She caught my hand and gripped. Was very strong. I used my other hand to turn her around. She stared me in the eyes. I sense, a mix of fear and defiance. But from here, it was easy. She let go of my hand and I reached for the chain around her neck and lifted the amulet off her. Immediately, the girl fell unconscious. Well, I tell you, I was scared shitless. I said, "Xiao liao. If she don't wake up, I'm screwed. How to explain to the police or to the ambulance what just happened? And I was the last one who touched her. That's it. I was going to prison. For sure." The grandfather looked at me. The family looked at me. My friend who brought me there looked at me. Some. I put my hand on her forehead and willed some energy into her. "Wake up, wake up, wake up. Please wake up, please wake up." I contemplated putting the amulet back on. Hopefully it can reverse the whole situation. But hang, hang, she opened her eyes. Totally no recollection what had happened. She got up and went to play with the toys as if nothing happened at all. No crying, no questions, nothing. I passed the amulet to the family and told them to keep it away from her and observe her behavior the next few days. She still started acting weird at 8 p.m. I didn't hear from them for the 3 days, so I guess everything must be okay. The following day, a friend called to confirm that all was okay and came by to my place to drop off the amulet. The family did not want to keep the amulet in their house because they were scared of it and just wanted it out.
I bet you wanted the amulet.
Yes. First thing I asked him is, "You still have it or not?" He said, "Have, in the drawer." I said, "Lie, lie, lie. Museum wants it."
Ayo, you are. Wait a minute. Okay, is this confessor the same spiritualist that you're talking about? Okay.
All the three stories came from him today.
Nice. Wow. Sabo siya the grandfather.
So I asked, the obvious question. I said, why didn't they remove the amulet?
Mm.
Because the grandfather truly believed that the amulet was protection.
Yeah.
So it did not cross his mind. And don't forget, these are not people who watch Friday Night Live or Supernatural Confessions. They have no knowledge of the supernatural. If someone tell you you wear this because it's for protection,
yeah,
and especially when your kid is acting up, all the more you probably double down and get more of the same protection to
Wow. I mean, I must say that, you know, there are so many different sources for these type of things, right? That some of them got to be dodgy, right? It can't be that they're all reliable.
Yeah.
You know, and have you ever come across, like, you know, sort of dodgy talismans, dodgy amulets, you know?
I've spoken to a lot of amulet dealers. And the thing about amulet market is it's very touchy, you know? Every dealer knows there are bad amulets out there. Every dealer knows. Right. Every dealer will also tell you their source is legit. So, you know. But as a consumer, I don't have any government backing. I don't have any consumer protection against any of this. And amulet business is actually a very lucrative and a multi-million dollar business.
I bet.
So you will have maybe 10 good dealers, but you have 90 other quick gain dealers who just jumping on a bandwagon, buying it from anyone who says it's for protection and happy to sell it. And most people who buy it because they want to protect themselves, all you need is just 5% or even 2% just getting scammed and the entire industry just goes down.
True. But I also don't think that they're necessarily trying to scam deliberately. I think it's also a case of, I mean, this is something where your raw materials are quite unpredictable, right? You know, you go and dig the bones from here and the soil from that graveyard. How do you know that this batch of soil does not contain something that your last batch of soil did not? Right. Yeah. So even the guy, you know, making these amulets, you know, may have thought, "Oh, I follow the same procedure as my grandfather taught me." But who knows, you sway, dig in the wrong spot, you know, and dug up something much more unpleasant, then someone's going to kena lah. There's no way to like QC the soil.
But that would mean that the practitioner who created the amulet is a very low level practitioner who does not know or does not sense. Yeah. But
when your industry boom, everybody want to come in, right? Everyone wants to get in on the action, right?
How many chin oil do you have? How many firmer? How many dead girl or virgin girl you have in the market? There's very few and far between. So if someone's willing to pay 10 grand, and I heard some of the amulets actually go up for 100 grand.
Wow.
I would dig up a corpse and I'll say, "This is a virgin." Who will know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? True, so true, money actually drives the industry. And unless you actually know the source, it's very hard to... The dealer may be legit, but down the line, somewhere along the way, the dealer, sub-dealer, all you need is someone just bullshit you and then your reputation goes down.
No, that's very true. Ah, thank you, DBGA, for your donation. That you put number one there. I don't know what that means, but okay. Happy first birthday. I don't know.
No, it's DBGA's first life... first super.
Congrats. Okay, there's a question also. Someone wants to know about the Keras sticker.
Oh.
They want to know what it looks like and whether it's available. Do you have a sample with you?
This is not a sticker, but this is the Keras.
Oh, that is a coaster.
Coaster, ceramic coaster.
Nice.
Right now, it's not for sale. I'm actually...
Aceh.
Well, I'm giving this to my sentient patrons. So, you know, you guys will have this. And for the Wandering Spirits, you guys will receive the sticker. Happy to give it to you guys.
Nice. And,
I am looking at the quality of it. I'm testing it out first. I'm letting the patrons test out first. If it chips so easily or it doesn't, you know, really work, I don't want to sell it until I'm very sure. I'm proud to put a price tag on this and I pass it to you and I know... For a fact, I stand by the quality of this. So I just received this today. So let me test it out a little bit first. And see how well this works. Yeah.
Cool. So cool. But I love our Keras logo.
Nice.
Because as an official sort of Ministry of Supernatural Affairs, you know, we need this style of logo. I think I want what? See that? Wow.
John, you got a t-shirt as well.
Huh?
You got one as well. XXL, I'll pass it to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
These are the stickers. Sure.
Oh, there, so cool. Is it a see-through sticker? No, right? It's an opaque sticker, right?
Yeah, because see-through, we have it as well. I tried it. It's nice and red, but when you paste on anything, the red doesn't stand out. It just gets dissolved in everything. So
I want, because my laptop is white.
Okay,
so I need a clear one. Special request. Okay. But yes. So there is merch available, right? And look out for the information on how. Grace has shared the details of the Palo Santo kit. So look for it if you want.
Yeah.
So cute.
So if you want right now, join us as patrons. That's the best way to get all the first movers advantage. And speaking of patrons, here's a short message.
Thank you for listening to the Supernatural Confessions podcast. If you are enjoying the show and would like to support our efforts, you can help by giving us a 5-star review or by becoming a patron by signing up for a monthly membership fee that starts from as low as $5. Check out the perks at patreon.com/supernaturalconfessions. That's patreon.com/supernaturalconfessions. Or if you feel like showing a simple gesture of appreciation, you can buy us a cup of coffee or two at buymeacoffee.com/superconfess. And now, alrighty, now back to our regular programming. So, patrons have their perks.
Breaking news. Someone has just sent me this confession, anonymous one. Okay, I will share anonymously. My son, Jared, I've seen him next to me since the second month of pregnancy. I always see this short shadow next to me when I sleep, and he's always checking on me. This is what the Chinese call Tai Shen, and I knew it was a boy way before the doctor acknowledged. So from 2 months onwards, she could already sense the presence of her child as a shadow. You know, so interesting, 2 months. Wow, that's very early.
Oh, that's a confession. Short and sweet.
From anonymous.
Okay. Thank you, Jesslyn. It says intriguing stories.
I'm glad you like them.
Yeah.
Wow.
It goes to cover the cost of the drink that I bought for the confessor.
Speaking of buying drinks, do we still have Buy Me a Coffee?
Yes, we do.
It's been ages since we've mentioned it.
We actually have buymeacoffee.com/supernaturalconfessions. But I think with the YouTube supers and the patrons and all that, I think people might have found this clicking a dollar sign on YouTube a lot
more convenient.
Convenient, yes.
But if you are old school and you like the idea of buying a copy for us, please do. What's the site again?
Buymeacoffee.com/supernaturalconfess.
Super Confess. Yes. Okay.
And River just put in a $5 blessing and says, hey guys, MB for being so late. What's MB?
MB?
Mabo for being so late.
MB for being so late. Megabyte for being so late.
Maaf boa for being so late. I don't know. What's MB?
Yeah, what does MB mean? What's what? What millennial short form is this? I don't know. Yeah. I'm immortal. I don't understand.
we have one last confession. But is there... No, sorry. Before, is there anything else that we want to talk about for this particular one? Grandfather's gift.
Wow. Kumantongs are something that that always crop up. Yeah. Right? You know, and I suspect that one day we will have a whole show just about kumantongs, you know, and how they are created and how they go wrong, you know, and I do think that it is a very dangerous and sort of dubious kind of practice, you know, which unfortunately has become very relied upon, right? Especially in certain professions, you know, where it's almost like compulsory to have that kind of thing, right? But like we shared just now, you know, the market is not so reliable. So do your research. Do your research, okay? Don't just, cheap buy, you know? Yeah, and make sure that you are, whoever you go to for these type of things is very, very recommended and vouched for, you know? Otherwise, hey, I see these things on freaking Carousell, okay?
Yeah, I know.
How dubious is that?
I wouldn't buy it on Carousell, really.
Yeah. It's so dubious. Cannot. Okay, make sure that you get it from someone who has bought it from that person, has lived happily with it, is not possessed, you know?
Oh, speaking of that, right, I want to tell you about the amulets and kumantong. I just recall something that the confessor told me. Before that, I just want to read out this very quickly because we get a lot of the messages coming in. MB stands for my bad. MB.
No, I learned again.
BZRN TTYL. Okay, very cool. I also can speak the young people's lingo.
Yes.
Okay. So, with regards to this amulet business, amulet thing.
Yes, tell.
He says, this amulet thing has gotten a bad rap because people think, amulet must be evil. Thai amulet, got ghosts, everything. It's called, use the term, Pra Kuman. Pra meaning ghost. Kuman meaning kumantong, right?
Yeah.
See, because of the ingredient of what goes into bringing up the kumantong, people think, dealing with spirits like Toyo, why you want to put a ghost at home? But he justifies this. He says, there have been cases in Thailand where school bus overturn, children all die.
Okay. Right?
The monk wanders by, sees the soul of these children with nowhere to go, takes the earth, takes whatever he can do, puts these children into amulets.
Right.
And he gives them away. So,
amulet
business, you know, is by the dealers, but some of these monks, they put these children into amulet and they find the right home, which means if you are a good person and you have, you generate a lot of merits, he will pass you this Pra Kuman for you to take care and for you to dedicate your marriage so that this child ghost can reincarnate. And according to the anonymous confessor, he says, it takes about three times the amount of years left on your clock on this earth to be reincarnated. So for example, if you are meant to die at the age of 90, but you die at the age of 10, you have 80 years left on earth that is supposed to be lived. You will not reincarnate for 240 years.
Wow.
Or more if there's no merits given to you.
Right.
So that is why there are some cases where the ghost is so long, like 1,000 over years, you don't find any more 1,000 over year old ghosts there. But you find the 200, the 300, because they're still within this time frame of three times your human age.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I can see why the monk would want to do something like that, right? Help them speed their way along.
Correct.
You know, and it's kind of like a foster kind of situation, right? You know?
And this particular monk, right, with that amulet, you did it for free last time, this was about 60 years ago. That same amulet, that finite number of amulets that he has created, because there's only finite number of kids in the bus,
right,
is now going for auction at $100,000+.
Ayo, okay.
You see what I mean?
Mm,
yeah, and then, you know, like there's only, let's say for example, there's only 15 kids in the bus. But floating around the internet are 50 of amulets claiming to be that.
Oh dear. So that's dangerous. That's dangerous. So the legit ones will have a time limit lah. Right, they will suddenly expire. Like when you reach your great grandchild, it's like all the blessings disappear because the amulet suddenly empty. Okay, here's a very interesting super chat. Thank you, Ernest, though, for your donation. And he's recommending a short story called Harry by Rosemary Timperley. It will send the chills down your spine a few times. Wow. Wow, multiple chills, yeah. Rosemary Timperley is a British author. I haven't read Harry, but okay, interesting. Let's dig it up, okay? And please tell us if you liked it. Don't read it now. You read it after the show.
Okay. No, it's not how merit works. Okay, I don't know, Nikki. I'm not an expert in Thai or Thai Wicha. I'm only telling you what I've heard and know. Again, guys, on Friday Night Live, I know as far as we can, the ministry tries to share a lot of this information. But if we do get wrong or you have a different take, please, you know, let us know in the comment section. Let us discuss. I think the beauty about supernatural is it's not science. So, you know, if it's science, then there's nothing to debate about. But even science, after a few years, there'll be someone who finds a new discovery and the old one gets debunked. But for us at ministry, we just want to put all this information out there. We share it. And you guys, you know, have a discussion and let us know what you believe. It's the beauty of it.
I think it's quite interesting because, I mean, what is the alternative, right? If their souls had not been put into this prakuman, you know, what would have happened, right? Would they have just lingered at that crash site, you know, and been, you know, ku hun ye kui, right? And wandering around, you know, and then, you know, gonna eaten by some other thing or gonna caught and dragged to hell, you know? So it's not a very positive sort of path ahead of them. You know, and as much as the families, or you know, would want to claim and look after and all that, right? But you know, not all families can give the same kind of care, right? You know, and or some families might not be believers.
Yeah.
You know, so by turning them into these amulets and giving them to, I assume people who do believe, right? You know, he's at least offering a slightly better chance at being looked after. You know, I mean. It's hard to say. It's hard to say, you know. But let us know what you think. Some are saying that, asking whether it's a moral issue. You know, is it cosmically fair to do this to a child's spirit? You know, and things like that.
Like what Sean Chen is saying, Meng should have guided the kids to the pure land. Instead, he sold them as kid slaves. So again, the people who created this kuman, they don't think of them as enslaving the children, and maybe in their belief. You didn't earn enough merit to reincarnate. So he couldn't, in his ability, send them to the light. Maybe in a different religion, different faith, that would have been possible. But we're talking about this Thai monk here, yeah? So
There's no shortcut. No monk can shortcut you to the pure land.
The justification is that the spirit will serve in exchange for merits. If you think that slavery, think of us in employment. We work 9 to 5 or more. In exchange for money to buy food to put into our mouth to survive to go to work again tomorrow. Right? We are as much a slave to the system as they are probably slave to their new owner. So
this is the moment you've been waiting for. DJ Jason Lim.
I saw his Jason Lim name. I did not read. You can ask me the question.
All right. So I will ask you the question, okay? All right, Jason, thank you for your blessing. Okay, here is the riddle. How do ghosts like their eggs?
Sunny side up? I don't know. What is
it? That's irrelevant. Try again.
I saw it. Very fried. Oh, he got another one.
Okay.
Hey, don't read. I got to ask you.
Okay. Ask me.
How do ghosts stay in shape?
Oh no. Okay. Okay. I don't know.
They exercise regularly.
Yeah.
Pudum chang. Quack, quack, quack.
We need a sound effect. Okay. We need a sound effect.
Okay. Okay. We got 11:14, our featured confession.
What time is that?
It's, I put it 11:45. I have to check confession.
Oh, okay.
But for now, John, okay, like, you are the sexiest voice live, David.
I like that one.
Yeah,
really, so really grudging.
This one is, I like this one because this one has banana tree, has spirits, have girlfriends, wow, have sex, have exorcism. It's wow, shock, like, sorry.
Okay, so please put the kids to sleep for this confession. Okay.
Okay.
No, that sounded terrible. No, do not put the kids to sleep. Just send them to their bedroom. Okay.
Yeah, send them to their bedroom. Okay, here we go. The banana tree spirit girlfriend.
This incident took place recently during the 7-month Hungry Ghost Festival. I received an urgent phone call from a contact who said that a Chinese family needed me to come down to see their son because they believe he's been possessed. Possession cases are quite common in my line of work, so this call was nothing new. To say that possession is common is also not right. More than half of the so-called possessions usually need medical intervention more than spiritual intervention. But the genuine cases, when I get them, are usually life and death situations. And this was one of them. The boy I saw was just a teenager, but he looked very odd. Like the Benjamin Button character in the movie, when he was both old and young at the same time. I don't quite know how to describe it, other than it's not natural. I sat down beside him and I felt his pulse. It was very weak. His young energy was entirely depleted. I asked him what happened. Kay and his friend didn't believe in superstitions or ghosts and challenged each other to experiment with some taboos. One of these taboos that they experimented on was to summon the banana tree spirit to them. This ritual is a special one in that you don't just summon her to appear, you summon her to have sex with you. So there were two of them. These clowns challenged one another. They found a banana tree near Siglap, behind some of the private estates. The ritual requires a specific kind of banana tree, one that is flowering and where the heart of the tree is exposed. They lit two candles and wrapped a red thread around each candle. On one end of the thread, they threaded a needle to stick it into the heart of the tree, and the other end was tied to one of their toes. Both of them did this. Between the candles, they placed a mirror, and then they started to chant a mantra and visualize what they wanted to see. It is said that whoever you can imagine, the banana tree can take its form. So both boys did the ritual, but it seems that the spirit took a liking for one of the boys and followed him home. Every day after that, he got happy ending. Any time of the day, whatever he wanted, he just had to think of her and he would be able to get her to perform any sexual acts on him. It got so addictive that the boy couldn't stop. And by the time his family found out anything was wrong, he was not himself anymore, and he looked like shit. All this happened in under 2 weeks. The process was very fast. You see his before and after photo, you will get scared. After the 7th day, the boy was no longer in control or command of the spirit. She would take him anytime, anywhere. In that time, the boy would not even be aware of his surroundings and start performing dirty acts in public. That was around the time that I was called in. I recommended that we bring the boy back to the tree. And there, I broke the spiritual cord and released the spirit back to her home. I think the commotion and loud noise that we made alerted the neighbors living in the private estates. And they probably called the cops. Because as we were leaving, the police arrived and asked us what we were doing. I decided to tell them the truth. But they gave me a look like, yeah, right. Took down our particulars, gave us a warning, and left.
Oh, how often do the police have to deal with this kind of thing, man? Mostly it's Eugene, right? Late at night in some abandoned housing estate. Like, what are you doing? Looking for ghosts.
Yeah, right.
Next time you must show them your Ministry of Supernatural Affairs pass. Okay? Yeah. Wow. Can that be the next merch or not, please? I want an ID card.
Okay, I'll design
ID card. Yeah, much like the FBI one, okay?
Right. You know, last time when I was young, right, John, I actually you would remember this in what's that place? Holland Village.
Uh-huh.
There's this shop, second floor, the shop house.
Yeah.
They sell all the knickknacks, the movie memorabilia and everything. Remember not? I bought an Area 51 pass.
Nice.
It's so precious. I love it. You know, like Area 51. Then they had X-Files poster. Yeah.
Mm. I still have an FBI ID card that says I am Fox Mulder. Yeah.
Do you still have it, like, hanging around or in the box?
It's in one of my wallets. I never threw it away.
Okay.
So it's somewhere. See, like, this type of merch must have, okay? So okay. MSA ID card, okay?
Can. Then you let us know your name. We'll make a customized each and every one for
That's so cool. Yeah, yeah. And we'll give you like a title and appointment, okay? So that you have status, okay? You will not be like an unborn child spirit. Name and status will be provided.
Wow. Okay. Well, patrons will definitely get a special one. Okay.
So banana tree ghost.
Shall we, wow. John, would you enlighten us with the banana tree lore? I think maybe some of us listening may not know.
So this is very interesting, right? A lot of people, maybe because of, I would say mass media, right? Associate the banana tree spirit with the Miss P, right? Our dear diva Miss P. But from the lore, it's quite clear that that's a totally different entity altogether. You know, after all, within the Malay belief, there are many, many spirits that inhabit nature, right? And banana trees do not need to be occupied by Miss P. They have their spirits of their own, right? What makes a banana tree spirit so notorious and different from all the other trees? You don't hear like stories of, you know, a mango tree spirit and, you know, coconut tree spirit or guava, you know, only the banana, I don't know why, right? Is so fierce and so significant and so sexy also, right? So that I do not know. Anyone who has an idea why the banana is so special, please let us know. You know, is it because the semangat is stronger in that fruit? Certain fruits are very powerful. I do not know whether banana, because of the shape, is like, oh, you know, phallic shapes more powerful, is it? So but yes, the banana tree has always had a reputation for containing a spirit that can be, I won't say tricked, but can be persuaded to do favors, but will always want to claim its own, it's always got its own agenda, lah. So they're not easily fooled, right? And the red thread ritual is usually what they do, right? I didn't know that you have to tie to your toe. I thought you could just tie and then hold in your hand, you know, and then you pull the spirit out by that thread, you know? Yeah, that's a very old ritual.
What I like about it is you can actually imagine how you want the spirit to take the form
to
of.
Look.
Yes, and the spirit, and you would see that.
Right. Wow.
I can imagine why some teenage boys would do that, because you got a crush that you want to hook up with, but you can't. And then you have this tree spirit, and when you get it, I could imagine the conversation between the two boys when the first boy realized that he has got a spirit to follow him home, and the other one didn't. He's like, hey, I got, for example, Megan Fox. And I mean, what he said is, anytime, anywhere, whatever he wants, she'll perform. Yeah. Every man's dream.
There would have been a very good 7 days before things went wrong.
Right.
So, you know, and how bloody jealous the friend would be.
She let you have your way, but then later on, you realize that you're not in command or control. She's slowly draining your life force out of you. Wow.
Did you censor that sentence as you were saying it? But yeah, I mean, and then you're sort of into the sort of Liao Zai territory, right? You know what happens when you have an amorous affair with a spirit, right? Is that the sex may be good, but yeah, you know, it's costing you a lot, lah. You know, and soon you look like shit, right? And you will die. You will die sooner or later, right? So in that respect, all of these, I would say, succubi kind of spirits, right? You know, or spirits that have succubi behavior, all want the same thing, lah. You know, they want to just consume your life force until you have none left, and then they move on, right? So
See? So, sometimes you eat banana, sometimes banana eat you. That's my closing sentence for the day. I say in advance, right? My new slogan.
Chiki, thank you very much for Chiki was a first time supers, and now Chiki is a
hero. Banana. Is it a banana peel? It's a banana peel. Thank you. That's so cute. See, I want to know, does anyone here live in a house that has a banana tree on the compound? And have you ever had anxieties about this? You know?
So I also asked, right, spiritual masters, because when we talk about banana trees, especially in Asia, we go, banana tree got ghosts. Not all banana tree got ghosts. And if you watch my cemetery ritual video, there is a specific kind of banana tree. And the banana tree must have the flower, must have the heart, right? They call it the heart, but Malay call it the jantung. What it is actually the red color portion of the hang flower thing.
Understood. Yeah.
Right? Okay. So that's called a jantung. Right. That's the tree must have that. The tree don't have that. You know, spirit.
I see. Okay. And isn't that a type of tree, or is it a tree at a particular phase in its growth?
Apparently, some banana trees just don't have that.
Oh wow. Okay.
And then people say, oh, Pontianak is oftentimes associated to banana trees, but banana tree spirit is a different entity from Pontianak. And banana tree spirit is almost like a nymph, like the Ang Mo call it a nymph.
Yeah.
Right? So it has sexual powers and everything. It can grant you your wish. And the red thread to your toe, apparently what it was said to is a marriage. You are telling the spirit, I want to marry you. But the first time I heard this story, my first thought is, this is the very first official banana tree spirit threesome I've heard of. Usually I hear one person taito. This one got two people taito.
No lah, but the spirit didn't want to experiment with both ma. I only picked one.
Racist.
Sadly, yeah.
I didn't put the race of the other guy inside because people just go crazy with it.
The other guy
was not Chinese. That's all I was telling you.
Okay, Joe Iswari says, I used to live in a house with a banana plant. Got story. Okay, Joe Iswari, you will be hunted down for your confession. Okay, Eugene, go and get it.
You know, there's Thomas, Thomas, I think Thomas Lim. We've got a few Thomases in our community. Thomas Lim, I think he works at a plantation or some floral.
Right.
He gave me one small mini banana tree.
There's a mini
banana tree.
Does it have a flower and the jantung exposed? Oh,
it would be so cute to have like a Thumbelina Pontianak on my hand.
Until it also consumes you. Okay. Okay. But, this guy who, although you say he does not do it professionally, but he seems to have a lot of very interesting cases that come his way, you know, and clearly he has quite a diverse sort of capability, right? Because he's dealing with amulet spirits and then Malay spirits, you know, and then, yeah, so quite interesting.
So when I asked him about, you know, how come we all these different religion or different, you know, you have the banana trees, the Malay, you have the Thai, everything is magic. Everything is energy.
Everything. Right.
This is my mini banana tree. This is my mini banana tree, guys.
Wow. That's not mini, that's huge. Oh, okay. Wow. No,
all you can see is very close to the camera.
Oh, I see. Awesome.
I'll give you a reference point. Okay, see, this is my face.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's nice.
I have a mini Pontianak there.
So does the mini tree bear mini bananas? Joe Keck wants to know.
Don't even have a jantung also. No, you got a jantung, I'll try to pin and I put it in my toe, you know. Someone was suggesting Fiona Xie's face and what Pamela Anderson's body is it?
So I was saying like how come bananas and not other trees, right? So Ajith Sidhu is suggesting, oh, the rambutan spirit is a hairy dude. He's like, don't tie your string to the wrong one. Maybe that's why it's banana tree, because banana tree is the only tree you will not mistake for any other tree. It totally is unique. Imagine you go in the dark and then you tie the wrong tree. I don't know what you get.
Wow. Okay, guys, I just got a confession that came in from L, I've got your message. Thank you. And you just sent in a confession. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not too late. The night We're ending at 11:45. I got time for one more confession. If you like this one, please donate generously as well. Hit the dollar sign button, and I'm going to read this out now, okay, John? Okay. We good?
From L.
From L. This is a story that happened to my dad. A few months ago, he has been experiencing sleepless nights. He has been having nightmares, and he claims someone is bouncing on his bed every night. He shared it with our family friend, and a friend suggested we find someone to take a look at our home. Mm. And this man came. He looked around the room, told my dad to stay in the living room. He walked around the room, shut the door. He came out after 5 minutes. He said, "Mr. X, you need me to help you. I need you to be honest with me." He asked my dad, "Did you ever force someone for an abortion before?" My dad looked very confused, but he denied at first. The feng shui master said that if he's not honest, he cannot help him. Eventually, he admitted that he forced my mom for an abortion before marrying her. Eventually, the feng shui master said that the child just wanted recognition and won't leave until she feels recognized. So he performed some rituals. However, he came out super angry. Told my dad, "Mr. X, this is very disrespectful. I told you to be honest with me. You're not being honest." So apparently the master said the little girl told him, even if she's okay to go, the other one isn't willing to live.
Oh.
Apparently my dad had forced my mom to undergo an abortion twice. So this girl is very angry, my dad, and do not want to let him go. Eventually the solution is my dad needs to create a name for the two sisters of mine and must burn offerings for them every 7 months. Since then, my dad stopped having supernatural occurrences. But all of us till date are still amazed at the master's ability to know the past, despite not even knowing us. The title in this confession is "The Two Sisters I Never Knew Existed" by L.
Thank you for sharing. So soon to our topic.
He must have spent the last half an hour writing this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, L.
Wow. And with a very, very satisfying twist. Wow. I must say that it's damn tough, lah. This type of secrets that you think you can keep, ah. Wow. Somebody out there is going to pauto you.
Yeah.
But do it by bouncing on your bed. See?
So then I think we know that with this confession that came in and the anonymous confession that talks about that status and the name and the spirits knowing, it's a line, guys. This is, you know, anecdotal evidence enough to give us some form of pattern that we can follow. Or again, short of saying that's the science and truth of the cosmic universe, we're saying that there is enough patterns and confessions that pop up that makes me feel there is a certain thread of truth to the reality.
There's a paralogic to this, right? It is very paralogical. Right?
I like Juju basis. I pre-donate first before she even heard the confession.
Thank you for your donation. It was worth it, right? Worth it, right?
It's a good one.
200 for the price of one. Wow. Hmm. Wow. That's actually a very interesting thing. It would be very nice to dramatize as well. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because it's such a powerful twist. And I mean, it is dealing with, you know, something that I guess for the people involved, you know, for the mom, for the dad, you know, it is something shameful, something you want to put behind you, like, you know, whether or not you had reasons, good reasons for doing it or not, whether you regret it or not, remembering it is certainly not something you want to do, right?
Yeah.
So you may think you can move on, but the universe doesn't want you to move on. So, siong lah, it's always very siong.
Yeah. Huh. That's why I always recommend swallowing.
Until we have one thing that comes from that. There. There is a ghost that will spoil
Mr.
everyone's
X,
fun.
You have an indigestion problem because or Miss X. Chicky chicky.
Chicky chicky. FNL stories are always a treat. Look forward weekly. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, with the heart. Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Any other last words? Last confessions is coming in. We are closing up soon in 5 minutes. Anything from the comment section, because I didn't get a chance to read anything.
DBGA is pointing out that there's a UK university offering an MA in magic and occult sciences. I wonder how many lectures they will spend on Asian stuff.
Ay, yeah. I think we should. If they don't have one in Asia, the ministry should do it.
I think we should. We should. I do believe that a proper education in these things, even though it's not a science, but there's a lot of knowledge and wisdom floating around out there, you know, that the older generations clearly knew, right? I don't think they were gullible. I don't think they believed everything they heard, but they definitely collected enough wisdom to, you know, make wise choices. Yeah. So, and then Jujube is saying thank you for the happy ending.
I'm scrolling up the comment section to see whether I missed out anything interesting.
Yeah, but I think you know, yeah, the Ministry of Supernatural Affairs will always advocate for supernatural education. SE in schools, supernatural education. Or maybe PE is now called psychic education. Right? When you hear your name being called, what do you do?
Oh,
right? Yeah, when you turn around, which direction should you turn? You know? So it's a basic sort of MCQ exam, you know, just to make sure our kids don't sabo, don't kena everything.
Hey, next week is 13th of Friday 13th, huh?
Oh,
shall we do a pantang episode, all the various pantangs?
Why not?
I don't know what confessions we have. I gotta go and dig up.
Okay, we send out the call now. Okay, if you have confessions relating to pantangs, with superstitions, to what happens when you do things you are not supposed to do, you know, things like peeling apple by candlelight in front of mirror, you know, all these things, right? Please share and let's see if we can collect enough to make an episode. Interesting.
Joker is asking, what's every man's dream? Every man's dream is to watch Friday Night Live live. I've got a message from Adi, what's that girl's name?
Who? The one Aditya?
The one that came on our confession of Friday Night Live as a guest. Her name is S, but she goes by a nickname.
It could be anything, the way you pronounce names. It could be anything. So I'm not even going to try to guess. Okay,
she's asking that if any of you who are listening in had an abortion, both guys and girls, if you want to be part of an episode where she will try to cleanse, but her caveat is she'll do it for free, only if she's allowed to film it and document it on Supernatural Confession. So if you're open about your story, you open about your situation and you want to get her to cleanse you, reach out to me. My number is 9459-4931. 9459-4931.
That one also can be a sticker. You put your number as a sticker, right? And the kind where you stick on everybody's door, you know, it's next to the aircon repair, the electrician.
Bless me.
Yeah, go hantu, call this number. It'll probably be very useful, okay?
11:37. We're going to call it a night soon. Put on your last messages before we say goodnight. But tonight we have a Children's Day special feature.
Nice.
This is Lynn, the Lee family with Lynn, Stella, and Sydney. Very cute confession.
Are the kids also giving a confession?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's a first.
Yes. So they're so cute. I left some of the parts in there because it's just too cute to take out. And so it's an 18-minute long confessions. Go knock yourself out. I felt as they were talking, it took a while to actually warm them up because they were very shy. By the end of the confession, you can see that photo, right? The one that I just showed you, this one. See, they were laughing and all that. So that was a great confession. First time we ever have kids, and I was very careful and asking the permission from the mom. And they came in uniform. I was like, do you want to change out your uniform and all that? The mom says, no, I'm not ashamed about that. I am open with this. So with her permission and blessing, I did this video. Okay, guys, there was no exploitation of children. The mom came up to me and they were happy with the confessions. Yeah.
I hope the school is happy.
That's why I blocked the school, okay? I put the microphone there.
Okay. Oh, look, we already have an advanced teaser for next week. Okay, SP Tan is sharing Bantang. When I was pregnant, I used to tease my sis for always crunching her toes all her life. End up, my son is now that way all the time. This is my Bantang. Cannot save people when pregnant. See, yes, please share more of these, okay? Because I think
Pantangs, they're all very brief, they're all very short, but when you sort of look at the whole scope of them, you know, a paralogic will appear, right? You know, so yes, let's see if we can dig up some paralogics next week from all your pantangs. Please share. Oh. Yay!
See, Ajif Sidhu tried to be the dead joke competitor, no? He says,
Wow.
Use backdoor, because I was saying swallow, right? He said, use backdoor instead. Hantu will be pain in the ass.
Ayo. that's beyond that joke. Okay, that.
That's bad joke. Don't be ass. Okay. Yeah. Let's say goodbye. Okay. John, what's yours? What?
I already said it before. Sometimes you eat the banana, sometimes the banana eats you.
Okay. I give that like a 2/5.
Right.
I've got one, and this came from Oliver. I saw it on Oliver's wall. Might mangle it up. Let me try. Says, forget love and light. Embrace your shadow side. Be your authentic self.
Wow. Nice.
Because not all shadow sides are meant to be this. Our shadow side is there to teach us something. And we just can't always go love and light, love and light, love and light, and forget about other parts of your, other aspects of your being. All of us have shadow and light. So embrace both. Be your authentic self.
The Hantu Banana.
Okay, that's all the time we have for you today. Thank you for your time with us, your blessings, your donations, your jokes, your comments. We appreciate all of them. If we didn't read your comment, I'm so sorry. It's not that we don't want to read it. It's just that if we read every single line, we will probably never end the show tonight.
True, very true.
Yeah. So once again, thank you. If you do want Palo Santo set, get in touch with me, 9459-4931, and I'll hook you up with something great.
Yeah.
For Friday Night Live today, Children's Day special. My name is the Prince of Paranormal, Eugene Tain.
You introduced me, lah. It's very, very paisey to introduce myself that way.
Okay, and the immortal Jonathan Lim saying, good night. We'll see you guys next week.
Name and status.
Good night, everyone. Goodbye.
Good night.
Feature confession starting in 5 minutes.
What did you find? You're listening to Supernatural Confessions.